This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Christen this budget Barbie camper Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
I'm a man. Well, nobody's perfect.
You don't put a bra in a dryer.
I'm gonna pinch the toast.
I will not be upstaged by some slut with mutant lungs. I'm a homosexual.
Aren't you forgetting the ruby slipper?
You're guilty of nothing.
I believe you were expecting me.
Is butter a carb?
But you're not a girl, you're a guy. And why would a guy want to marry a guy?
This is gonna get me my third Tony Award.
Don't stomp your little last season Prada shoes at me, honey.
Outtakes is the home of queer cinema and television on Joy 94.9, and it's Conrad with you on behalf of the team for this program. We are taking a break until mid-October, but we couldn't pass up the opportunity to highlight the St. Ali Film Festival, which is back in Australian cinemas from September 19th to October 25th. Visit italianfilmfestival.com.au for full details. I recently met with the festival's director, Alicia Zecola, to find out about the films and themes that are appearing in this year's program. Plus, she offers up some fantastic recommendations for you to check out at this year's St. Ali Italian Film Festival. Here is Alicia Zecola for Outtakes. So we've featured the Italian Film Festival quite a bit over the years on Outtakes. We love a good film festival, and I have a very soft spot for the Italian Film Festival. It's always one of my favorites. But before we jump into the fantastic program that you've put together for this year, I'm really interested to get your take on what it is about Italian films and the Italian film industry that lends itself to create such a dynamic festival program.
Well, I mean, this year is particularly amazing lineup, but Italians have a long-standing tradition with filmmaking, and I think it's part of it's partly to do with the Italian eye. Like, Italians have a fantastic eye, whether it's cinema, design, architecture, fashion. Italians just have an eye for aesthetics and quality, and perhaps that's what translates through all their films.
And what about the industry for you over there? Like, they seem quite prolific. You know, I mean, they're obviously a very well-established country with a really amazing history. And like you said, a really beautiful design aesthetic as well in there. And let's not beat around the bush. It's a beautiful looking place that lends itself to a lot of really amazing moments on screen as well. But what's it particularly about their industry that creates such a, I guess, diverse and eclectic mix of films, from your opinion?
Yeah, well, I mean, I being Italian myself, or half Italian, and going to Italy and working with the Italian sales agents and producers and having them come to me with their films and pitching their films, I guess my experience in that would be that they're real doers. Italians are doers, and they really try to find a way to get things done. And if they can't get it done, then they try and find a way around it and find a solution. You know, we're good talkers. We're good at, you know, I think there's also very strong industry there. Obviously, you've got Cinecittà and Film Italia. And there's very much, I think, in European countries, especially, you know, we definitely know this is true of France, and I guess it's true of Italy as well. I think that the art of filmmaking is considered extremely important culturally. It's considered very important for people to have that exposure to cinema and storytelling. Whereas in other countries, that might sound logical to us because we're both in the arts. You know, if you look at, well, not to go back to the trauma days of Melbourne and COVID, but, you know, the arts were considered something that was some kind of luxury, that were not important, and people didn't really need to, you know, be exposed to cinema, whereas in European countries, cinema is considered very important to get a perspective on the world and to take us away from our daily lives and open our minds. And So I think there's just a love and a support for cinema as an art form that is part of the culture.
Thank God it is. It does. It lends itself to some incredible films. And this year, the St. Ali Italian Film Festival is in its 24th year. And you obviously had a lot of fun, but a lot of work putting together this program. Did you notice any themes this year that really stood out for you when you were kind of pulling this all together?
Well, I mean, I've been, not to give away my age, but been working on this festival since the first year.
Okay.
And I think the themes that often come up, I've seen them again this year, you know, family and relationships. I think one of the new themes that's been emerging over the last couple of years, and this comes up in this beautiful documentary called The Circle, is, I guess, what the migration crisis looks like for Italians. And, I mean, for those that don't know, I mean, obviously there's this very sad tragedy of this migration crisis where people are fleeing from African countries, trying to get across the water in boats. And so Italy and Greece are really bearing the forefront. They're at the forefront of that, bearing the weight of that on behalf of Europe, all these migrants trying to get through Europe to other countries like the Nordic countries or London or France. But they land in Italy, and so I guess migration, immigration as well, sort of touched upon in this beautiful documentary called The Circle, which is Sophie Chiarello's film about, she every year for 5 years she goes to the same primary school and she interviews the students at the school who are sitting in the circle talking about things that affect them, and just, you know, out of the mouths of babes, I guess you would put it, that just the sheer, you know, honesty of children. And, you know, those kind of themes emerge because, of course, you've got migrant children or you've got, you know, refugee children in their classroom, and when those topics come up, how they respond to them. So I guess it's showing almost a new face of Italy, a more multicultural face of Italy and what that looks like.
How exciting and so wonderful that those types of topics and topical discussions have been had and presented in the film. But as we know, there is also the what we come to expect from the Italian Film Festival, with some really lush epics and some great comedies and some amazing documentaries. So I know this is always very hard for a festival director, but I'm very keen for you to tell us about some of your recommendations or highlights that you make sure that we don't miss out on.
Sure. The unmissable films, or as we say in Italian, da non perdere. I would have to recommend the three films from Cannes. There were three Italian films in competition in Cannes this year in May, which is just, you know, a couple of months ago. And very excited to be presenting all three in the festival. So we have A Brighter Tomorrow, which is Nanni Moretti's new film. And Nanni Moretti plays himself as a neurotic director. It's a film within a film about filmmaking in the time of streaming giants. Very entertaining. Has all the Nanny-esque things, like the cameos of the who's who of Italy. And it's very funny. And it was a huge hit in Italy. It's a return to form for Moretti. And it was also a big success in France. So I think it will be well-received here as well. The other film from competition, La Chimera, the new film from Ali Cheruaka. And this is a terrific film. She's a very, how do you put it? She's very young, very talented, has very unique vision. And I think this is one of her most accessible films. She did Lazzaro, Happiest Lazzaro, in a previous year that I think will be probably the biggest one that your audience will know. And I think this one's as good as Lazzaro. And so that one's called La Chimera. It also stars her sister, Alba Roaca, who's often a feature in her films, one of my favourite actresses. So these sisters are just an amazing, amazing duo. So go and see La Chimera. And then the third one is Kidnapped, which is the new film from Marco Bellocchio, set in the 1800s at a time where the papal authorities kidnapped a Jewish boy from his family who was only 6 years old and took him to live in the Vatican with the Pope because he had apparently been baptized. And so they considered him no longer Jewish but Catholic. And so they abducted him from his own family. It's a very heartbreaking, moving story. And, you know, Marco Bellocchio, obviously a master director, so it's a big, you know, high production value, incredible film. So they're the three from Cannes. I could go on, but...
Oh, no, those are really great recommendations. And I mentioned to you previously, I went to the media screening the other night of The Eight Mountains, and I thought that was such a powerful film. It's not often that I get to come across a film that deals with male friendship in such a genuine and vulnerable way. And I felt like it was a film that a lot of people will get a lot of things out of. And it's one that I would, I'm looking forward to recommending. One of the other films that jumped out at me is The Genius of Gianni Versace Alive, a new documentary, obviously focused on Gianni Versace. What can you tell us about that film and how it came to be part of the festival?
Well, I think, you know, fashion documentaries are always very popular in the Italian Film Festival because Italians, you know, along with cinema and architecture and design, you know, fashion is just one of their fortes. And of course, Gianni Versace is a figure that is, you know, really interesting character. I think how it came to be in the festival was that the documentary has actually been made by one of his former models. So as a former Versace model, this director has also access to, you know, his friends and colleagues in the industry to do the interviews and put together the documentary. And so you see a lot of famous faces that you'll know. We thought it would be a great addition to the festival for all the fashion lovers.
We love that. I love a fashion documentary. We've done covered many of them on Outtakes. So I'm looking forward to adding that one to our list as well. I know as a festival director, it's always hard. Every film, you love all of the films. They're in the festival for a reason. But is there one or two hidden gems in there that you really want to encourage people to see? They might not be so obvious right off the bat. A couple that you can tell us to go and check out that might go under the radar.
Yeah, I think I would have to say Burning Hearts is terrific. It's a black and white, old school Italian revenge story. It's like an Italian Romeo and Juliet. And it's really incredibly done. It also stars Elodie, who is she's a famous pop star in Italy, but this is her acting debut. And she's absolutely terrific. She's absolutely stunning.
What a great recommendation. And look, the festival in Melbourne is running from the 21st of September to October 18. The full program is out now online at italianfilmfestival.com.au. My final question for you, Alicia, is what is it for you that you hope the festival brings to Australia? What is, at the end of the day, your goal with putting together this fantastic range of films for us to all see? What do you hope people get out of it?
Well, my goal is sharing amazing cinema experiences and sharing the magic of cinema. And with the Italian Film Festival, also that added layer of being Italian and feeling so connected with my heritage. I'm passionate about sharing language and culture. And, you know, if we weren't organising these festivals and putting them on palace screens, we'd all be watching English language things everywhere all the time. And life, I just think, will just become very same. So for me, I'm always striving to try to encourage people to come and see something new, come and see an Italian film, and, you know, you'll be surprised.
Always, always a surprise. We love that. Well, thank you to you and the team for bringing us another fantastic festival. I'm so looking forward to getting into the cinema and seeing some great films and all the experiences that come with that as well, and also sharing your picks and recommendations as well with our audience. So thank you so much for being on Outtakes.
Thanks for having me. Ciao tutti.
That was Alicia Zecola, Festival Director for the St. Ali Film Festival, which is back in Australian cinemas from September 19 to October 25. Visit italianfilmfestival.com.au for full details.
You're listening to Outtakes, the home of queer cinema on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.